The Fremantle Dockers play Carlton at Etihad on Sunday, shooting for two in a row after their great win over Adelaide. Ross Lyon is with me. Ross, welcome. Before we talk footy, congratulations on your role yesterday. It looked like a lot of fun and for a great cause.
Well, firstly, thank you, Basil. And yeah, Neil Danaher putting up an incredible fight and raising awareness for, you know, future MND sufferers trying to find a cure. So very worthwhile.
Great outfit. Who came up with it?
We had a couple of alternatives, but the dentist wouldn't have gone down too well, I don't think. So, yeah, internally, Luke Morfes can claim the cobbler.
Well, good luck to him. Let's let the cobblers do the cobbling. Now, you're back to work immediately. Carlton for you on Sunday. Interestingly, they're coming off a bye and you're travelling off a six-day break. Is that unfair?
No, it could be an opportunity. We come in, you know, flint hard and really focused and with really good continuity. So, it can work in your favour, but in the end, we won't know until post the game, obviously.
No excuses, Footy Club. What is Aaron Sandilands' future, Ross? It was obviously a pretty bad concussion.
Yeah, he passed Cog State today, so he's cleared to play. If he gets through training, I would assume we would name him. Although Michael Apness and Scotty Jones have been super for us, so it's going to be a difficult match committee.
Such a great win. You must have been disappointed, therefore, with Michael Walters. It was unnecessary and undisciplined, and you haven't got him this week as a result.
Well, firstly, really pleased with our great effort, and, a few kids stood up, so that was good. And, yeah, look, Michael, it's a weight of numbers. He's done, you know, exceptional things for us for a long period of time, and he just had a moment that he'll learn from, and we'll all move on.
How many weeks will Alex Pearce be out for?
Good question. Surgery went well today, being pinned anywhere from, you know, 3 to 4 weeks, I would imagine.
How was dinner at the CEO's place last night?
Yeah, Laura McLaughlin cooked up a storm, so it was very enjoyable, and Gil cracked open his cellar of red. So, yeah, quiet night, discussing the future of the game and some of the challenges, and very worthwhile also.
Happy days. Great couple of days over there, Ross. Well done. Hope it keeps going back there on Sunday. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Buzz.